The largest child welfare action in U.S. history is underway today in San Angelo, Texas. These are hearings to determine the fate of more than 400 children removed by Texas state officials from a polygamous sect ranch last month. The Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that's the FLDS, this church now has a chance to argue about what has happened to each individual child. Jordan Smith is a reporter at the Austin Chronicle. She's been following the story. Jordan, tell us more specifically, what is going on at these hearings today?
Well, today, and I guess so as long as this lasts this week, the state has to, they're called 60-day hearings, and it's 60 days out from when the state first got custody of all 463 children that were on the ranch. And they're required now to put forth particular service plans, which are supposed to tell the parents exactly what it is they would need to do in order to be reunited with their children. The problem is we have so many children to deal with and still so much evidence lingering out there that the state has not been able to provide specific service plans. Instead, they have more of a boilerplate template service plan.
Isn't it a pretty strict limit, this 60-day limit? You have to say within 60 days what is going to happen with each specific individual child. If the state can't meet that requirement, do the kids go back to the parents?
Well, I mean, that is what some of the lawyers for the children and the parents are arguing, that it's not, you know, their fault that the state couldn't get its act together to get the specific information it needed. The state, meanwhile, of course, is going to argue that it just needs more time. And I think in order to get what would be, I guess, an amount to a continuance, they're going to try to rely on the fact that some of these girls were underage and were pregnant.
You know, one thing that I've read about this hearing is that it's going on in five different courtrooms, right?
Yeah.
All at the same time. So you have five different judges maybe ruling, and maybe you're going to run into the circumstance where judges in two different courtrooms looking at more or less the same circumstances might rule completely differently. Maybe what if some kids go back and others don't?
Well, I don't know. You raise a good point that I mean, I have no idea what's going to go on. And that seems to me that that could be an outcome. But I don't think that I'm not positive that you're looking at children going back today either way. But, you know, you do bring up a great point, which is that it's going to be looks like more legal wrangling to come.
There have been weeks gone by now with these kids in the care of foster parents. Is there anything known about how they're doing? Are reporters able to maybe go and observe any of these families? How do you know what's going on?
Well, you don't really, because the state has been adamant about protecting the confidentiality and privacy of these children. I mean, we know they're all over the state. And different families and foster facilities all over, and they really have been quite quiet about where they are in particular because they don't want reporters following them around. So, you know, haven't seen them, not really sure, but to the extent that, you know, individual people have come forward, there's not really much known, actually, I guess it's the best way to put it.
These kids aren't actually in the courtroom today. It's lawyers representing them. Jordan Smith of the Austin Chronicle on the hearings in San Angelo, Texas, on the fate of the kids taken from the FLDS ranch. Jordan, thanks.
Thank you.